Welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju. I'm your host. Today is a special edition. I want to share a little bit about the World Conference 2018. This is a preview of this World Conference. Now, before I go into the preview, I want to share a little bit about the Asian ministries. Asian ministries have four objectives. It's A, B, C, D. A is advancing gospel proclamation. It is to help churches to proclaim the gospel in the pulpit, Sunday school, and every area that they teach the Word of God. And the second B is building disciple-making strategy. Christ commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. It is not just a making disciple, but it is a making discipler, so that the discipler can make another discipler, so there will be a multiplication of disciples of Jesus Christ. So to do that, we need a strategy. So I want to help churches to build a strategy to make the disciple-making culture, to make more disciplers. And C is a connecting immigrants and their descendants for the Great Commission. In the first generation, second generation, third generation, fourth generation, we have a very interesting dynamic in our homes and in our churches. So there are some underlying division between those two groups. But what would be the way to connect them? I believe it is the gospel. I believe it is the same mission to fulfill the Great Commission. So I want to help churches to connect those generations for the Great Commission. And lastly, D is a developing leadership pipeline. Many Asian churches do not have a lot of leaderships, especially among young next generation Asian Americans. So I think it's an imperative to develop and to raise up leaders among next generations. The World Conference is for the second generation, third and fourth generation leaders to be equipped and to be networked. So it is really to fulfill the ABC, the C and D, connect first and second generations for the Great Commission, but mostly to develop leadership pipeline among Asian churches. So the World Conference is for you. If you are next generation who are already leaders and who want to become leaders, who are passionate to raise up the next generation leaders among Asian Americans, this conference is for you. Now, last year, 2017, the theme of the conference was All In. It is for us to be all in to follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and also to be all in with our churches to follow Christ together. So that was the last year. Now this year, as a follow-up and a continuation from All In, we want to be all out. We need to be all out as ambassadors for Christ. This year's theme is based on Matthew 28:19-20. As Jesus Christ commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations. It is not the task only for the pastors or leaders, but it is for all of us, not just Asian Americans, but all Christians need to be ambassadors for Christ to carry this gospel to all nations. So for us to be all out, we need to really re-emphasize this Christ's commandment for us to be out there as missionaries, as ambassadors for Christ. It doesn't mean the overseas only. It can be at your home, it can be at your school, it can be at your workplaces, anywhere God has commanded you to be, you are, and we all need to be all out as ambassadors for Christ. So that is the theme of this year, 2018. Now, the difference from last year is last year was a one night, 2 days. This year is just 1 day conference. So from 9 o'clock till 4 p.m. It is in June 2nd, Saturday. Now, one-day conference doesn't mean that we compact everything and we just rush through everything and we're not going to have a lot because it's just one day. That is not the case. Even though it is a one day, I pray and hope that this conference will be a very, very productive for you and for your churches because we have lots of practical sessions that will be helpful for all of us. So in the morning session from 9 to 12 o'clock, we're going to have two main sessions, including worship services as well. Now we're going to have a very interactive sessions. Now this is our first attempt, my first attempt, and I love adventure, so I don't know how things will work out, but I'm sure that it will be very, very fun. Now we're going to do an interactive sessions. For example, there will be some questions for audiences and all of us are going to text and then your answers will be shown up on the screen. So it'll be very fun that you will see that your answers will be shown in the screen, in the graphic, and in some the creative way. So you can see how others are thinking as well. So and also there will be the table talk and table sharing, and you're going to plan out about your spiritual growth and your church growth to be all out to really fulfill the Great Commission God has given us. So we'll have a group sessions. We talk to each other and to get to know each other basically, and to learn from one another. So it will be a very interactive sessions, and it will be practical. It's not just a listening to a one person speaking and doing nothing about it, but it is actually you make plan and talk with each other and learn from each other, and you are going to grow together through these sessions. Okay, so that will be the morning sessions. And the afternoon, we have 7 breakout sessions. We'll be led by 7 practitioners. So they're not people who are just talking about it and doing nothing, but they are actually talking and living it out. So you can learn a lot from them to know what it means to live out the all-out life. So let me give you a very brief preview about those breakout sessions. Number one is the how to share your faith, the gospel conversation. I think this is a very, very practical. You know, many people think that they know the gospel and they know how to share the gospel, but when it comes to actual sharing with non-Christians or non-believing people, they can be very hesitant. Like, I don't know how to share. I need a 4 spiritual law book, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a cutting edge way. Very simple, but very cutting edge, very visible way that you can learn very quickly and you can use it very quickly. You can teach others very quickly. So the gospel sharing is not something very, very difficult, but it is easy enough, but it's a very solid, the gospel. So you will not miss the most important part of the gospel. You will actually carry and teach the gospel as it is, but in a very creative, very multiplicable, reproducible way. Okay, so I really want to recommend you to come and learn about this from this session. And then the second session is the Teaching for Transformation. It is led by the children ministry expert at the Baptist Day Convention, and she's going to share how to disciple people at a different ages. And so it is really starting from the preschool and even up to middle and high school, and you can learn how you can engage people in a different level. Because we are living in a multicultural and diverse society, it is very important for us to get to know where they are first, and then we can minister to them. We can communicate the gospel in a very appropriate way, right? So it will be very helpful, not just for children ministry, but also for your workplaces and home and everywhere you go. So what appropriate breakout session would it be to live a all-out life? And also another one is the Great Commission related breakout sessions. Number one is Great Commission, mission, blessing or sacrifice. Many people think the mission is a sacrifice. You go to different countries and you learn the different language and you live far away from your parents. I know it's very, very tough, but not everyone is called to live that way. But to live a all-out life, there is some price that we need to pay. However, the blessing that God gives us is even much more than the price, the small price that we pay. You know, Christ is the ultimate missionary, and he paid the ultimate price to die for our sins. How much more we should to follow Jesus Christ? We need to pay the price, but the blessing that God is with us, that is even much greater than all the prices that we pay. So it will be a great encouragement for you. I really want to recommend you to come. And also there will be a session about how to involve local churches for missions. It is very tough to involve people for going on a missions trip and to live in a mission life. And it is tough. It's not easy. However, it is the commandment that Jesus called all of us to be in. So it's not just a one person's thing. It is the whole church, first generation, second generation, all of them need to be in to live all out life. So how to involve your local church. So this will be very practical session as well. Now, another session is how to live a Christian life as Asian Americans. Now, this conference is for Asian American leaders and Asian Americans, but this is for open to everyone. You know, but the Asian Americans have a very unique situation, unique challenge, because we are minority of minorities. So we have very interesting dynamics to live in America. However, the question is how we can live out the Christian life as Asian American. So it will be a very helpful breakout session as well. Another session we have is the leadership and the Great Commission. One of the most important part of this Asian ministry is to raise up next generation leaders. So our leadership expert at the State Convention is going to share about the leadership principles and how we can grow together as a leader. So it will be a very helpful practical session as well. And lastly, there will be a session about worship and the Great Commission. And many people think that worship is a music, Great Commission is being in a different country, so it's a different things. That's not the case. You know, worship is the ultimate goal. We are called to worship the Lord. But to worship the Lord, we need to follow and obey His will. His will is for us to go and make disciples of all nations. So the worship and the Great Commission is closely related. You know, I would say they are one, right? So how we can really worship the Lord through living a Great Commission life. So it will be a very, very encouraging breakout session as well. So all seven breakout sessions will be very helpful and very practical for you to grow in Christ, to live the all-out life as ambassadors for Christ. So I am very excited personally, and I look forward to seeing you at the conference in June 2nd. And please pray that God would do amazing things through this conference. And my future hope and pray is that through this conference that we can form a fellowship and network among Asian American leaders. So we can come together, we can pray together, we can encourage one another, and we can plan and do something together to really impact the next generation leaders, including this World Conference. Now, the World Conference is just a once a year annual meeting. My hope is that it's not just led by one or two people just doing annual meeting, same thing over and over again, but we can form a team so we can plan out something much better every year, and much more practical, much more helpful. So it will be a much more relevant ministry. So not just a meeting once a year, but it can be the several meetings in the different places and different the regions, so that it will be a much more practical to help our Asian churches to grow more next generation Asian American leaders. So that's my prayer and hope. So please join me in this prayer. And let's meet together in June 2nd, and let's talk about this more and more. So I look forward to seeing you in June 2nd. If you have not registered, registration due is May 16th, so please do so. And again, thank you so much for your interest in this conference, and please continue to pray for this conference, and I will see you in June 2nd. Thank you.